In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have to admit, most of what I know about sheep and shepherds comes from the Bible. It is one of the most enduring images we have of Jesus Christ, Jesus the Good Shepherd, willing to lay down his life to defend and protect his flock. I know that sheep are herd animals, which group together for safety and protection. I know that being a shepherd is more than a job. It is a vocation, a calling. Shepherds are required to spend countless hours watching over their flock, guiding them to green pastures, leading them to still waters. If a lamb is injured, it is the shepherd who takes that lamb onto their shoulders and carries them to safety. No storm, no matter how hard the wind blows, the rain pours, and the lightning cracks, can drive away the faithful shepherd from their flock. A hired hand may be scared off, but no predator can scare away a shepherd from those who they are responsible for and for those who they cherish. Now, I do not personally know any shepherds, and I do not see many sheep on my daily commute. I don't know about any of you. These are not part of my daily experience, but I have, however, seen shepherds in action, seen large flocks of sheep firsthand. I have been lucky enough in my life to have traveled to Scotland. It is where one side of my family hails from. If any of you have been fortunate enough to visit those places where your heritage comes from, you know that those places can stir something in you. It is as if they resonate with something in our DNA, an echo of a memory passed on to us from our ancestors. In Scotland, it is not odd at all to see flocks of sheep grazing in the highlands. It is natural to find sheep on those hills of grass and heather, those flocks slowly making their way across the countryside, little clouds on the land. I can tell you something that does not look natural, and that is to see one sheep on its own in the countryside. Again, I have little to no real-world experience or knowledge about sheep, but I know this. I know that they are not meant to be alone, to be separated and isolated. To see that can stir something in you, a faint echo of a memory passed down. We know that they need protecting. We know that they belong in the flock. A natural urge can easily rise up in us, wanting to seek that lost sheep out and bring them safely back into the fold. The other image I have of shepherds comes from my days in seminary. Kim and I attended the General Theological Seminary in Manhattan. General occupies almost an entire city block of neighborhood in Chelsea. Physically, it is an extraordinary place. One reason is because of its classical beauty. Many TV shows shoot college scenes there, the production team throwing up the name of some made-up college. It's that classic Oxford look that is so appealing to them. The other reason why it is extraordinary is because when you are on the close, the garden and lawn area that stretches the whole length of the campus that you walk through to get from your dorm rooms, classrooms, library, and dining hall, when you're on the close, you can completely forget you are in Manhattan. I always thought that if you were able to take someone and drop them down in the middle of that space, and they had no idea where they were, the last place they would guess was in one of the busiest, most densely populated places on Earth. They would think, how can these stone and brick buildings, this grass and these trees be in a city? General Seminary is a little island of calm in the chaos that is New York. And at the heart of that island is the chapel, which is named the Chapel of the Good Shepherd. It is a beautiful space. When you get home, I encourage you all to go online and look it up. Just Google the Chapel of the Good Shepherd, General Seminary, and head over to the images page. There you will see a building of stunning brick and woodwork with towering stained glass windows. Above and behind the altar, there are 9 exquisitely carved statues. They depict people from the Old and New Testament, champions of the faith, carrying the different symbols that tradition has ascribed to them. And in the middle of those statues stands the largest one, and it is of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. He stands with a shepherd crook in hand, an adult sheep curving around from behind him and emerging around the side of his leg. And in the other hand, he holds a baby lamb. The gaze of Jesus is put solely on that little lamb. He looks down on it with tenderness, gentleness, and love. The other statues, they gaze outward at the world. Jesus stares down at the crook of his arm, at the one that he loves, the one he cherishes, the one he protects, the one he is willing to lay his life down for. Jesus is gazing down at us. In his arms of gentleness, he is holding us. Now, like I said, my knowledge of sheep and shepherds is limited, but I know these things for sure. A shepherd will protect their flock, and if one is lost and on its own, having been scattered from the flock, the good shepherd will not leave them abandoned. They will seek them out, search them out until they have brought them back home safely. The other thing is this. In the Good Shepherd, we find a peace and tranquility that surpasses all understanding. Next time you are in New York City, go and experience it yourself firsthand at General. In all that noise and chaos and commotion, you will find an oasis of calm and gentleness. And at its center, you will find a house of prayer that has served this Episcopal Church of ours for centuries. At the core of that chapel, you will find the Good Shepherd, a picture of serenity carved into stone, a protective gaze cast down lovingly on you. Jesus has laid down his life for our souls. Jesus calls us all by name to the arms of his peace. And Jesus, the Good Shepherd, watches over us all. Amen.